Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
It's the Week in Review. Now to introduce your host, starting off with Vixen Jade.
Hello,
nerd. This is Vixen Jade, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and steamed aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
And lastly, the man who can shake his belly and make those ladies at the retirement home wipe their bedpans, Ed Cannon Boom Boom.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
Damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Hello, you guys, my old listeners and my new listeners. It is Wednesday, 8.01 p.m., proof of life that we are actually doing this live on the air, not claiming to say that we are. This is the Weekend Review.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Wow. Yes, it's not.
Tonight's show, we have full details on what went on during 4th of July weekend.
Plus, has Disney gone mad? What celebrity has gotten himself in a mess that he can't jiggle his way out of it? What events in Miami are coming up? And, of course, what movie is coming out that's based on movies and, books and TV shows from the past? Plus this and a lot more on the Weekend Review.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Weekend Review, only on the EO1 Network.
Because he looked like, you know, feels very doughboy.
No, I don't do it. Don't do it again.
Anyway, before we get started, guys, it is Wednesday. We are almost halfway through the week. I have shout-outs because I'm, like, very popular. My first shout-out is to this guy and his friends. I met him during a State of Carnage. It's _EDMChris08. What's up? I saw him again on past Saturday with Lucas. I'm going to see him again this Saturday with Kennedy Jones. Also, to my unicorn angel, you know who you are, #TeamUnicorn, and my family from committee.
I want to give a shout out to the 4,015 people that are following me on Instagram.
Nice.
Thank you for making me surpass 4,000 people.
Do you get an award or something? No, I don't
get an award.
Something.
Just use promo code EO1 when you go to the clubs. That's pretty much it that I have. So, this weekend was pretty crazy.
It was a very, very, very fun, crazy weekend.
Yes, we had basically McCoy on Friday.
Yeah.
Which was very packed.
It was.
For it being the second week that it's open.
They had like those little wine girls, the sample girls.
Yes. How was that drink? Because they didn't give it to the guys, they want to give it to you.
It was really good. I think it was called Vinito or Vin something.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a red bottle. Super sweet, very nice. Jessica, which is my BFF, my partner in crime. We had, like, six of those shots. We followed the girls for the club.
We're trying to find the pictures of that so we can post it on our website. Make sure to check it out, www.elementtonight.com. You can check out the pictures from McCoy and plus the event that we just had this past weekend on Saturday on July 4th, which was Lucas.
Yes, and my selfie with him had gone viral.
Of course it'll go viral. I had an amazing time.
If you guys were at Lucas, if you guys were at the Koi, call us up. Let us know what was your favorite point, your lowlife, what you did.
Yeah, it's on 516-387-1667. You will not get charged on distance unless you have a carrier that's about 25 years old.
But you could use a Cuba calling card, right?
Yes, you could use a Cuban calling card if you want. I mean, Lucas was amazing. We did VIP because obviously it's not bad. 190,
because it's Vixen Dre, I don't do anything else.
I mean, 190 all in. Not bad at all. A group of five, it comes up to about, what, $40 per person?
Not even. And, I mean, the VIP staff was very amazing. The bouncer that was there, I think his name was Deuce?
I think so, yes.
He looks scary, but he is such a down-to-earth guy. Super cool guy, looking out for the crowd, making sure that everybody in VIP was safe. I really loved Steam. That was my first time there, and I will for sure be going there every Saturday.
So, which mentions the next event. You can mention the event this Saturday.
My UBFF, Not in your show. Okay, so we start again. My new BFF on Twitter and Instagram, Mr. Kennedy Effing Jones. We'll be there.
Yep, he's going to be there this Saturday. Our friends, Big and Slim, are going to be DJing there also. So I'm super excited about that. They've been working on a lot of cute, cool tracks for this show and everything. Ladies are 18 and up. You're in for free. Guys, 18 and up. You're in reduced till 12:30. All you got to do is say three simple letters at the door. It's E-O-N. You guys can't spell that. Holy crap. Look at our posts because we post it every day.
Pretty much. I mean, dress code, it's casual. But guys, you cannot wear shorts.
Do not wear shorts. There's not a rave. There's not a festival. Save it for life and color, which tickets are available in 1 week from today.
Countdown.
Yep. They'll be available 1 week from today at, I think, 10 or 12 in the morning. Usually it's 10 in the morning, 12.
I don't know, because EDC said that, you know, early bird was at 10 and it didn't release until 12.
Just look at our website. We'll have the exact link on there, exact time that's going to be posted and everything. So we'll keep you informed. This Friday we have Bitcoin Nightclub. Ladies and guys, you're in for free. But guys, you got to be 21 and up. It's until 12:30. Ladies, if you wear black, you get open bar till midnight.
Don't say that. Jessica will be there the whole time.
It's Wells. It's not top shelf. Don't go in there going, I want Cristal for free. No, you did not get Cristal for free.
Cristal.
You might get Smirnoff, which is still fun. Not Cristal.
You can pretend.
The other thing we have going on, which we're actually going to be there next week and actually probably broadcasting live from there, is PDQ will be hosting a Guardians of the Galaxy event next week on Wednesday at their PDQ location on 102nd Avenue and Flagler Street.
You guys
can dress up as any character from Guardians of the Galaxy. Bring your kids along. You'll be able to do a dance-off with Star-Lord. It's pretty cool. Check out our website. We have all the details there.
And if you can't make it, as always, you know, we will be there. So we'll be taking pictures and sending videos and that. So you'll be living through us.
Yeah, it's basically from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're going to be there, basically broadcasting live from there and all that. You know, hopefully talking to a couple people and all that. So it's pretty cool.
Well, it's basically me talking to people, you holding the camera.
No, because I'm going to have the iPad and everything set up so we actually broadcast and they can come up to us.
Oh, cool.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be recording.
Are they going to feed us?
No, maybe.
They're not feeding us?
We'll see.
No, what?
But we got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Barnes & Nobles started today, DC Comic Days, which runs from July 8th to July 12th.
You know what? It's funny because my backseat co-host, Jeff, he actually did a Barnes & Noble event. They had a Star Trek theme. And everybody was dressed up like Star Trek or whatever. And he sent us our picture. It was super cute.
I mean, guys, check it out. I mean, most of them are running low, but they give you a free poster, a free comic book. I think it's buy two comics, get one free. They have events. You can go in costume. They have a cosplay competition. It's cool. We're going to check it out maybe. Actually, we could check it out tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah, we should check it out tomorrow. We might be there tomorrow or on Friday. Just check it out. It's pretty cool. Just call your Barnes & Noble. That's local. We'll be at the one in Kendall.
Right, because we're Kendall people.
Yes, we're Kendall people. Now they know where we live.
Damn
it. Holy crap.
And they know our real name.
So,
anyways, I know that you had your first brunch mix.
Yes, I did.
Not that long ago. And you had a lot of hits. Congratulations.
Thank you. Which, of course, I mean, it's something that we're trying to work out, kinks and all that, to see if I can actually run 7 days a week.
Actually, we were talking about this on your show, and I don't know if you want to bring it up here. Since we know a lot of local DJs and our whole family committee has a bunch of DJs and producers, what I was thinking was we let them take over a day of the week.
Yeah.
And just have them showcase their stuff and, you know, show the world why we're part of committee and why they're the best shit out there.
Pretty much.
I know Ed. Will be there.
Ed will be there. We have Big and Slim that's going to be taking over our show one day.
Oblivion,
who's doing amazing stuff producing, you know, obviously with Big and Slim.
Maybe Hefe will do a thing or two.
Lucio will probably do something. It's just getting your name out there. We're trying to help out our family. I mean, we're always looking for cosplayers, artists, YouTubers, everybody. If you guys want to be in our show, we have a lot of cool people. We have Yoa Sakura. We had Pretty Pixels on our show.
Dark Cosplay.
Dark Cosplay. I mean, we've had a lot of guests on our show. We had Mike Linder.
He's the guy that does the raids at the Supercon.
So, I mean, we've had a lot of cool guests. If you want to be part of our show, it's very simple. Just follow us on Instagram, EONPHAZE, EONPHAZE. Yours is VixenJ0601, or the network, EON_network, and just DM us that you want to be part of our show, and we'll set it all up. But
I like to see us as the voice of you guys.
Yep.
You have a lot of talent, and I know it's kind of hard to get your name out there. We want to be that little stepping stone for you guys, because when we see you guys grow and get big, we're like, damn, you know, we have them on our show. You know, we hung out with them.
We are basically the voice of the voiceless.
I don't like that. That sounds like a freaking United Way commercial.
No, it's not a United Way commercial.
I don't like it. No, can we change our little logo?
We'll change it.
Thank you.
Something better. The cool thing that we have, I mean, we're growing a lot more. We have our first video podcast tomorrow, which I'm going to be up all night getting it all ready. It's pretty cool.
Forgive me if you don't see me with my lashes, with my lipstick. My makeup guy could not make it out on such short notice.
You know, Vixen J is going to be giving all the nerdy info and all the cool stuff. I'm going to be giving you all the 411 on video games and some anime stuff out there. So check it out. It's going to be on our elementsonight.com page. And our course is going to be on our YouTube channel. Just go to Elements of Night on YouTube and you'll be able to find us. And then talking about YouTube.
Did they find your porn sex tape?
No.
Oh.
No. They didn't find that.
Oh.
But we do have Superhero Beatdown, which is Bad in the Sun, which we've talked about them a lot on our show.
For like about a year now.
Well, they had the first two on
well,
two.
Well, so if you want to tell people that don't know what that is, what it is?
Basically, they get superheroes and villains and put them on battles against each other. Like, you had Batman versus Wolverine.
But they're actually, like, little, really made good
like these
short
movies.
Movies.
Yeah, these movies are, like, done productively very well. Like, the guy spends money. If you've seen the Mortal Kombat that they had on YouTube and stuff like that, this is the same type of guy who does that stuff. He portrayed the Joker this past week, and it was amazing. It was Joker and Harley Quinn versus Deadpool and Domino. The way it works is that they, after their battle's done, they'll set up the next one. You go on their website, you vote on the one that you want to win, and then they basically do the movie off of that.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but if you know our little pet, he was our cosplayer of the month. He got neutered, and his mom, my maid of honor, is saying that getting your pets neutered saves us from cancer, and she wants me to share this public service announcement.
Wow, let's just keep a word of silence for that right now.
Oh, Blue.
You just sounded like, what is it, Bob Barker. Make sure you get your dog at the Humane Society and have your dog spayed and neutered so we don't have any more abundance of animals.
Wait, but does that same theory apply to guys?
No, I would never get a bisectomy. You're crazy. Uh-uh.
Moving on, sorry.
Basically, I saw the video. It was pretty badass. Deadpool did win because of 63% of the votes. But it's funny. I mean, it's very well done. The guy spends a lot of money doing it. I don't know if he makes any money.
I see him when they do his commercials where he's talking about the show. He's at cons. I wonder if he's at any cons here or if he only goes to specific cons
I mean, I'll reach out to him to see if maybe he could be on our show.
That would be cool.
He was actually the one who portrayed the Joker.
Oh, nice.
And they show you how they did the makeup.
As well.
Yes. And he did the voice. I thought it was Mark Hamill. I know, he's the one that did the voice.
Very cool.
So that was
we should reach
cool.
out to him.
Yes. The next episode, for all you Spider-Man fans, is going to be Spider-Man versus the Sith Lord Darth Maul from Star Wars.
Oh.
So I want to see how Spider-Man versus Darth Maul.
And where can we vote? Where can we vote?
It's badinthesun.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
We'll have it on our website so you guys can check it all out. And then Invader Zim. Zim, you know that, right? Gurr, the little dog, the green dog that everybody walks around in the t-shirts and their little book bags.
No.
In Hot Topic.
No.
He's a little alien guy.
Right.
Green. Had a show on Cartoon Network, didn't last that long, but for some reason was the most popular thing in Hot Topic. It's coming out with a comic book, which is actually going to hit stores today, and they have exclusives at San Diego Comic-Con, which is different variants.
So this is going to probably, hype it up to bring the show back?
I don't know if the show's going to come back. I just think that they just brought it now because of the fact that it's something different. But I kind of liked it. I thought that it was pretty cool that they're making a comic book of it. I mean, they have the Angry Cat with a comic book, so why not? So, let's go to a quick commercial before we get into our show. You always have to pee.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnights.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnights.com.
Wait till we come with the video.
Oh my god.
Indulge yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know?
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So Vixen, this is all you?
Did you know that Faith pulled a hernia when he was doing that commercial? No?
Wow, no, that's gonna happen.
No, my did you know? Okay, so you know the nursery rhyme Humpty Dumpty?
Yes.
Humpty Dumpty sang a lot, whatnot. Mm. And every time you see Humpty Dumpty, what is he?
I don't know.
He's an egg.
Yeah.
But have you noticed in the nursery rhyme, it never says that he's an egg?
That is true, they didn't. What the hell? They never said.
Mind blowing. They never say he's an egg. So why are they portraying it to be an egg? I Googled and I researched. And according to whatever it is that I found, I can't even quote it because I don't have it. They were basically saying that it was based on a child that fell or whatnot. And he was like totally like discombobulated. And the children of the village were scared. And then to tell the story of them not to climb on the wall and whatnot, they made him into like a little egg. And they're like basically saying, no, he's okay. He's put back together like an egg.
That was kind of traumatizing, but with that...
Did you know?
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
I'm like traumatizing.
That was
right
better
now.
Than your hernia story.
That's traumatizing right now. So, pretty cool stuff.
So, did you know?
Shark Week.
Oh my god, yes. So, last night, I recorded it for you because...
Wait, before anybody... Before
why
anything,
are you so
wait,
rude?
Wait, no. If you're not watching Shark Week, you're... Not very smart. Well, thanks, sir. It's probably going on right now. Get your DVR, set it, and go back and listen to us. Or we're about to say. Go ahead. I just want to make sure.
This is about yesterday's episode.
But they should DVR what's happening now.
Oh, for sure.
Like what we're doing.
So, yeah, I already had the whole week recorded. So yesterday was pretty cool because it was the bride of the white shark, whatever, which is boring. No. The one that caught my attention was the shark from Cuba.
Yep. Go explain why, because I'm going to say something after you're done.
So, it was interesting, and, like, I was posting it on Facebook, and it was like, you're lying, they don't have that, and I had to take a picture of the screenshot with a tiburones de Cuba, and send it to my sister. She's like, oh, shit. So, everybody started watching it. Of course, we did, like, little chats, you know, back and forth, and there was, the cool thing was that they had American scientists working alongside Cuban marine biologists to see the ecosystem and the sharks and the whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a scene that they have one of the Cuban scientists' name was Noel, heavy stack guy, dressed in black, in the water, and he was supposed to grab the shark and tag him. They don't have the equipment that we have here, so it has to be all be done by hand, right? And it was funny because one of the American scientists was like, oh, my God, it's so graceful to see how Noel interacts with all these sharks and they come to him so easily. And my sister's like, of course they do because they think he's a whale or a seal.
My thing when I heard tiburones de Cuba was for all you people that say, oh, Cubans have it easy when they come to the States. Buddy, we have to go through tiburones to come to the States.
Pretty
you do
much.
Not. You cross the little border, a little fence. That's
yeah,
terrible
guy, but
to come
even
in.
Crossing the border, it's
I
not an easy task,
but,
dude.
But Cubans don't have it easy. Making
no,
a boat out of a freaking.
I think that anybody that has to leave their country rushing to such extreme measures doesn't have it easy at all.
Making a boat out of a car and coming over here con tiburones.
And dude, if you guys get to see that episode, the shark that they pulled out of that water was huge.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the one with the mega shark that was like 20 feet long and like 6 feet
Well, the one
in
the Cuban thing, the scientist was saying that he was pretty much 2.5 school buses long.
Oh, wow.
That's in Cuba.
So how are they feeding them in Cuba? Because there's no food for the Cubans over there.
So then it was... Noelle is feeding the sharks. Shut up.
They're feeding them Cubans. That's what they're doing.
And then they were saying that, you know, when food is sparse in that ocean, that side of the ocean, they tend to go over to the Bahamas or to us because we're like the neighboring, you know. And then you wonder why I don't swim. And then you wonder why I'm always on a boat.
Which is something I want to talk about. There was something that they showed, I think it was called Granny, which is an orca whale over the coast of California. And she's 100 years old.
Lies.
And she swam 300 miles in one day.
Say what?
Just swimming.
She was up.
So basically they're telling SeaWorld, explain to me how orcas don't have to swim over 100 miles a day. How they don't have to be with their family. How they only last until 20 years. Because over 100.
Yeah.
So this right there was a documentary that proved
SeaWorld's alive. Yeah, that's where Blackfish came out.
No, this is recently. They found the orca whale called Granny, and she had all of her family with her, her children, her grandchildren, and all that, because they took one of her children away, and that one died in SeaWorld.
Aww.
So, yep, SeaWorld, you're in trouble.
I said we were going to SeaWorld before they finally shut it up.
Yep. But speaking of basically people SeaWorld crossing the border.
Oh! Okay.
Fox decided to make fun of Donald Trump's speech using The Simpsons. It was funny as hell. We are going to have that on our video podcast because I have to show you the full video. It's me explaining to you. It's not the same as me showing the whole video.
Funny.
Huh?
You're not that funny.
Who's not that funny?
You.
That's it.
So telling the story is not going to be funny.
Mira, mujer. Whatever. And then, of course, we have tonight Mr. Robot.
Yes. I am so obsessed with this show.
Which will be back on today at 10 p.m., so make sure to watch it on the USA
Network. For those
that
don't know what Mr. Robot is, it's about a guy, a young kid. He's this huge mastermind hacker, and he doesn't know whether, you know, to hack the company he's working for or, you know, to be...
The cool thing is that they leave you with a twist at the end of every episode. There's only been two, but they leave you with a twist. It's pretty much like Breaking Bad, just hacking.
I love it.
So, I love it. And then, of course, we have a lot of cool stuff coming out this weekend. What is your favorite movie that's coming out?
Oh, hello, papagena. Tu le bella con la papaya.
No.
Papayena?
Papayena. Con la papaya.
Really? It's my minion.
Yes, that movie comes out this Friday at theaters. It's basically the whole entire life before Gru. So you see them when they were the dinosaurs or Dracula. And they find their villain girl that they find out, and then you hear this guy saying this.
Oh, hello, papagena. Tu le bella con la papaya.
Oh, I just like that part. So it's kind of funny.
I like when
he
goes,
piñata!
And he's beating the crap out of the bear.
The other thing we have coming out is Goosebumps. Comes out this Halloween.
I thought I was giving you Goosebumps. And yeah, I have that effect on people.
No, the movie Goosebumps, if you ever read the book from R.L. Stein, basically who's the creator of Goosebumps, they're coming out with a movie in Halloween. Basically, Jack Black is going to be playing R.L. Stein. Some family moves in next door. The boy likes the girl. He goes into the house and opens up a manuscript of the actual book. And then out of nowhere, bam, you know, all the monsters are coming out. So it's basically Jumanji, but Goosebumps.
Okay.
It's pretty cool, because remember Jumanji, they will play the game.
They need to remake Jumanji.
No, you cannot do it, and I'll tell you why right now. Because of the fact that Robin Williams is dead.
When you're remaking a movie, it doesn't have to be the original characters.
Back to the Future, never going to remake.
Not my problem.
So no.
I don't like Back to the Future. I don't.
You know what? For that...
You can't kick me out. This is my show.
I'm not going to kick you out, but I'm going to go to my segment now. Screw that.
Justin Bieber, arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked.
On Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag! 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 You're a douchebag! Douchebag!
So everybody wants to know what my douchebag of the week is. Basically, all I'm going to do is say one thing.
What's making these watermelons wiggle?
Which is Mr. Bill Cosby. How is it that a man can, first off, do something stupid before, and now get accused of actually saying, oh yeah, I gave pills to women.
Well, he was under oath.
To rape them. I don't give a crap.
He was under oath.
Mark McGuire.
So you're going to lie
Mark McGuire was under oath, and he lied about the steroids. Barry Bonds was under oath, and he lied about steroids.
Well, maybe, you know what? He thought it was time to fess up. I mean, you can't.
When is OJ going to fess up about killing Nicole Brown?
He did in his book.
No, I have not. He went point about it.
Exactly.
But,
that's a full confession to me.
You know, but Bill Cosby is my douchebag of the week. You don't do that. You don't. You're just an idiot, man. You know what it is that in Disney? It's bad enough Disney's taking everything out, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But now they took away your statue. Your face, your head is taken away from Disney, Hollywood Studios. How did you feel about that?
I think it was time for him to just come clean.
Like, to be honest, I've been watching a lot of the commercials. I was trying to find the sound clip. It was the funniest one I found.
What he did was wrong.
No.
Granted, because I know someone that went through a similar experience like that. But the fact that he actually manned up to it and admitted it, you know, and it's a way of closure to these women, I'm glad he did that.
Oh, I'm glad he did it. But the thing is that I watched a lot of the commercials, and to be honest, maybe it was because back in the day the FCC didn't really care, but a lot of the commercials, the way that he talked, if you look at it correctly, it's very perverted.
The way that he licked the spoon?
No, he was licking the
ice cream?
The popsicle. And he was like, oh, when your left hand gets, when your right hand gets jealous, then you switch off. And da-da-da-da. And I'm just like...
Yeah, you're such... Ew! You just ruined my childhood. I never saw it like that.
Now that you watch the commercial,
it's
perverted.
I don't want Jell-O anymore.
You don't want Jell-O?
No.
You don't want Jell-O? You don't
that's
want,
disgusting.
You don't want to see how they wiggle?
No, I don't want to see how they wiggle.
What makes them wiggle?
That's just nasty.
But he's my douchebag.
I have one.
What's your douchebag?
But she's a girl, so I guess you could call her the tampon.
Okay.
Adriana Grande.
Oh, yes. And this is how you know we're live, because this has happened recently.
It
like
just happened now, but,
ago.
You know, Center Radio Station's going to play it probably next week.
Yeah.
Sorry,
she has music.
Right. So, over the 4th of July weekend, Ariana Grande goes to a local little donut shop, you know, and her boyfriend, which is, happens to be one of her backup dancers, I guess now it's a trend now, you know, and she was basically saying that she hates America, and, you know, she hates being American, and blah, blah, blah. And then her boyfriend in the video, not the Deco Drive video, in case you want to reference this later, the Inside Edition video shows her boyfriend kind of telling her, you know, lick the donut. So she, you see her looking around, making sure there's nobody around, and she actually licks the donut. And she walks away. Then how this came out to be is because I guess someone told the owner or whatever, and they played the video. But by that time they actually saw the video footage, that donut in question was already sold. So somebody bought a used licked donut by Adriana Grande.
Now, this is the thing. She doesn't look like she's dirty.
No,
she looks like a clean woman.
This is what happens when they turn 18.
I understand that. But she's not like Lindsay Lohan.
I think she's
getting
there.
Where if she licked it, or Miley Cyrus said, if Miley Cyrus licked it and I ate that, I would have to get tested for STDs or diseases. Ariana Grande looks a little bit more cleaner. So actually, I would be like, oh my God, I actually made out with Ariana Grande. Cause
so
she licked
you'll
the
be
donut.
Okay if you got hepatitis by any
No, I got hepatitis and I'm suing. To be honest, I would actually be like, oh, if I get it, I'm really familiar.
However.
There is a however.
However. The owner actually filed a police report, you know, because she tampered with his goods. You know, I'm sure customers, you're so stupid. Customers are complaining because now they're like, what if I ate a used donut? And blah, blah, blah.
But Ariana Grande's donuts.
But here's the thing, though. We're fessing over a little donut. Granted, it's gross. That's disgusting. Ew. However that gross may be. What gets me upset is the fact that she just said, oh, I hate America and I hate Americans. And then they interviewed the girl behind the cash register, and she said that she was basically saying it to her, that she was rude to her the whole time that they were there.
I just think that basically a lot of things that you say, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, get taken out of context, and a lot of people cannot deal with the truth.
It sucks.
And it sucks. You know, and for that, you know what? These two are douchebag winners, so here you guys go.
You're a stupid dumbass.
There's the dumbass.
That's why you're such a dumbass.
Your mother.
I'm your idiot.
So basically, we're going to skip a little bit because usually we're supposed to do Comic-Cons right now, but I want to get to theme parks since we were talking about Bill Cosby's head getting taken off.
I thought we were going to get into donuts since you're talking about jello pudding and donuts.
Disney is going nuts.
They're closing everything.
They are right now the first mega closing in Hollywood Studios, now delays in theme park attractions. 4 years ago, they announced Pandora, the Avatar Island, whatever.
Yeah, but I was going to say Magic Kingdom. Okay. Animal Kingdom.
It says it's 6 months behind the schedule for 2017, so now it won't even come out to 2018.
Because
it
went over budget.
Whatever, I don't give a crap.
So that's why they're closing down all these things. But if you think about it, the reason why they probably, you know, they can't afford it is because they have so many things closed that people are not even going.
Well, no, people are still buying tickets. They're saying a lot of people are spending, so still spending.
I will not spend that much money on a ticket.
The funny thing is, you guys can still see the blue guys out there. You can see Blue Man Group at Universal Studios. So you can still see blue people walking around. It doesn't matter.
We saw them in Vegas.
But it doesn't matter. You can still see them. The other one being delayed, Star Wars Land. Mind you, this is in Hollywood Studios where everything's being closed down. They're saying that it may not even happen at all. That they're talking about in August that they're going to maybe announce it for Disneyland instead. Plus a Marvel Land at Disneyland because there's no Universal over there. Like, close to Disney. Which will piss me off. So they're also saying that they're waiting until the movie comes out, The Force Awakens, before they announce anything because they want to really bring out those characters, but they don't want to announce any characters yet. I think it's just piss posh, but the fact that they're going to be...
Did you just say piss posh?
Yes. But the fact that they're probably going to close, and it's rumored, don't quote us on this crap, don't be calling Disney tomorrow, canceling your freaking yearly subscription.
I would, because you know what? Universal is opening a badass water park.
So, and they're getting King Kong, and they're getting a lot of other shit. But Muppet Vision 3D is going away. One Man's Dream is going away. Voyage of the Little Mermaid, which is where I went to sleep, so the kids can at least, you know, rest and I can take a nap.
Wait. Wait. The Voyage of the Little Mermaid?
Yeah, the play.
The play. I thought you were talking about the ride inside Epcot.
No, that's the ride in Magic. The new one. Ariel's Grotto.
Right, but there's another one inside Epcot Center in the where the fishes are. That thing where you see the fishes and the whatever. It's like a pink clamshell.
No, that's in Magic Kingdom.
No, guy. I have a picture.
We're going to find out where it is.
Google it.
I'll Google it a little bit. Leisk Motor Action is also closing and Indiana Jones.
Oh, but that one left with the backstage blah, blah, blah.
No, they're still open, but they're going to close it because I think they're going to do Fast and the... No, they can't do Fast
and the... They cannot do Fast and the...
That's Universal that does it. I forgot what they're doing. They're doing something else there. And the Indiana Jones is going to close out. Supposedly, Indiana Jones and Muppet is going to be all Star Wars Land, and then Lights, Camera, Motor Action one is going to be Pixar Land.
I love how you're doing all these little hand gestures, like if you're pointing at like
nobody
a map,
can see me.
And nobody can see
it's
you.
Like I do karate.
And now that you know where all these landmarks are going, you could probably work there.
Yes. I should work at Disney.
You should.
No, you're crazy.
And they can use promo code EO1.
They can always use promo code EO1 on everything. You know what we're actually going to be doing pretty soon? We're going to be selling Loot Crate. Do you know what Loot Crate is? It is a Comic-Con in a box.
Wait, we're selling or we're buying?
Oh, no. We are going to be selling it.
Why?
Pretty soon on our website, we're going to actually have a shop store where you're going to be able to buy T-shirts from committee and be able to buy your Loot Crates there and save money when you buy your Loot Crates.
Was this approved by
HIPAA? Yes, it was approved by
HIPAA. Lies.
Yes, and when you buy your T-shirts from committee, use promo code EO1 to save some money on them.
Why can't it be promo code unicorn? This is committee.
What? No, because we don't get paid by that.
Angel, if you're listening, fight this.
We must fight it. But speaking about Comic-Cons in a box, which I love Loot Crate, I'm still waiting for my nerd box.
You know, now that you brought last topic, since you brought up the Comic-Cons in a box, you know how they have the grab bags?
Yes.
I mean, those are a little sketchy for me because at times, sometimes you do get a good bag, but I've been hearing stories that they've grabbed the bags and there's basura. There's nothing in there.
No, they put stuff in there. They just don't put what's worth, more than
exactly,
10 hours.
Basura. And like I said, you know, it's whatever you grab.
Like, I'm still waiting for my nerd box. I mean, it's already July 8th and we haven't got our last one.
I have a feeling the UPS guy took it.
That'll piss me off. Because I really want to know. Because Nerdicals Barcastle? Barticles Nerdgasm.
Yes.
Yes. That guy sold me nerd box and I love it and I want my box. Damn it. So, this week, San Diego Comic Con starts tomorrow, which actually, it should be starting in about 2 hours. They're doing like a free show to show everybody. But it's this weekend. Holy shit. You thought Florida Supercon was badass? This shit shits on it. 10 times.
How is it that you get to say shit and I couldn't say my F word? Because
shit's not a bad word. Because it's just 4 letters. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
So basically, Capcom has an exclusive Ryu statue they're going to be selling there.
But the, for like your ass and an arm and a leg.
I don't give a crap. It's badass. And it's the only place that you can get exclusive items like that. They're also selling a grab bag, which you're speaking about it, but there's just $50, and of course it's going to have a bunch of Capcom stuff in it, like Street Fighter and Mega Man and other cool stuff from those games that they have, which I don't remember half of them. But on top of that, they have on display a Mega Man wearable helmet. Remember Phoenix Productions, how they had those helmets? This is a Mega Man, and it glows on the side. Like it lights up on the side.
Can we get one for EDC? And put a unicorn on.
I would like to cosplay as Mega Man. That would be
pretty
badass.
You're kind of chubby. You can do it.
Well, I can't. You can be chubby. But they don't have it here to buy, but you could go to shop.capcom.com.
For how much?
I'm not sure. It's pre-ordered.
That has to be mad expensive.
Check out our website. It's under our news section. We have the picture there. If you click on the picture, it's going to take you right to Capcom's shop page.
Now that you mentioned Phoenix Productions, we have all of their info on our website. If you want custom-made helmets to cosplay or to wear to raise, this is the place to go. I mean, in our video, the guy is showing you how they make it, like, by hand, by scratch. And he said it was, like, $250 and up, depending on what you want to add to it. They could even add lights.
I mean, guys, these helmets are, like, hard as hell. You could drop them on the floor.
I wouldn't drop them on the floor,
but this is, like, real, 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 like, helmet. Like, quality.
And go see our video on YouTube. You see the quality of the helmets, and you can see, like, the passion of this guy, how he's explaining to you how he makes his helmets.
The other thing we have coming out is Animate Miami, which is
in
our
October.
Comic-Con. It's October 23rd to the 25th. Pretty cool. We will have the link on our website pretty soon where you can get your
tickets.
This will
be our second year going.
Yep. Lisa Carraro and Dana Snyder will be there.
Yes! Dana!
We also have a huge cast of Attack on Titan is going to be there. A lot more announcements are going to come out. Just to remind you, we're kind of far back from it so far, so whatever.
Yeah, but as we get closer to the date.
Yeah. But the thing is that, mind you, just like how we do Life in Color, early birds are going to come out next week. We're not going to give you the lineup. We're just telling you the lineup's going to shit on everything that we've ever done in Miami.
I'm just blessed, to be honest, that we're actually being recognized and then they're coming to us saying, hey, you know, we saw what you did for SuperCon. We'd like for you to do it again. So you're probably going to see us again with our press passes.
Yeah. Like, guys, do not wait for the last minute. I think tickets are now $60 for 3 days and $50 for two.
Which is not bad
at all. Get your tickets now because I think at the end of this month, I think pretty soon they're going to go up to like 75. I'm telling you, every time we tell you, buy your tickets early, and you guys go, no, I want to wait till to see who comes out. They go up in price. Because when we did it for SMF and everybody saw Skrillex, Tiesto, and Armin Van Buren, everybody goes, damn.
And then 2 days before the event, you got some tickets? Can you get me in?
Or when the lineup got released, tickets went up $25 and everybody freaked out. Well, I told you to buy them before because I told you it was going to crap on everybody's pants. But basically, it's animatemiami.com to get your tickets. It's pretty cool. I'm excited to go.
I'm excited.
I'm already starting to buy my stuff. We already went to Michael's yesterday. Sorry for seeing all stuff.
Do you want to release who we're going to be? Or, not you, but can I release mine?
You can release yours.
I'll be Evil-Lyn from He-Man.
Yes. I'm going to be Skeletor, but I'm actually going to have the actual staff made. I'm going to have my hands done.
Captain Aggressive, if you're listening, hopefully it looks like an actual ram head and not a cat head.
So I'm going to have that done, and I'm also going to have my feet done and my arms done. So it's going to look
feet done? So you're going to have mani-pedi?
No, I'm going to have something like
Macy. I'm going to have my feet done. That's what it means.
I'm going to have my feet done.
You could paint them purple.
No, man, I'm not gonna paint on purple and walk out barefoot in freaking Comic Con. You crazy?
I didn't say that, but you could paint your toes purple.
No, I was gonna buy basically, you know, those big feet that they sell.
I guess.
But like in like regular people, I'm just gonna spray paint them purple. Do it like that.
Nice. Moving on.
So moving on. Pretty much our last segment of the show before we get into everything else. Video games. Basically, there's a couple things that we're gonna do on our video podcast, but I just want to talk about basically Z Fighters. It's Dragon Ball Z for iOS and Android.
Are you gonna see that movie?
I'm watching the movie,
mm-hmm.
but this is a video game
mm-hmm.
that you play on Android and on iOS, which is Apple. Pretty badass game. I play it. My son plays it. His cousin plays it. It's pretty cool. I like it. Download it. It's Z Fighters for your mobile devices. The cool thing is that you get characters that you never even knew about, like Officer Black that I found today.
That was so offensive.
No, it was not offensive at all. I will have the full review on my webcast because that is just freaking hilarious. Also, Disney Infinity 3.0 Edition Starter Pack will hit store shelves on August 30th, 2015. The Star Wars Twilight of the Republic playset includes Anakin and Ahsoka Tano, and it will be available on the day release. Additional playsets, which now our kids are going to go nuts for, will include Inside Out, Tron, Tomorrowland, and classic Disney characters. So, yes, just for the fact they're going to have Inside Out, it's going to just make all the kids go nuts.
Aww. I like this.
Well, you're playing an Inside Out game on your phone.
Yes.
So, and of course, make sure to check out our website because we have a poll going on. Which is the game that we announced on
E3? Sorry. You said poll and I automatically thought it was Scarlet. I'm like, there's a poll? Where?
We have a vote going on our website under radio show. Which has the game that you're most excited about from E3. Right now, Star Wars Battleground is on top with Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy VII Remake right behind them. So we like Gears of War, pretty much, or Halo. Well, I already announced that I am getting a PS4. Once I get my PS4, I will make sure to give you guys my gamer tag so you guys can play games with me.
Oh, boy.
Which, there's a game I'm going to be putting in my video podcast. I don't want to announce it today because I want to have it on video podcast. So what game I'm going to be playing very soon. That's pretty much all I have right now. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm excited for freaking this Saturday.
Me too.
So, and this Friday. I'm excited for this whole entire weekend. It's, just check it out.
I mean, for people that think, oh, I don't have the money right now, I'm kind of tight. The cool thing about our
events. It's free to get in on Friday.
That's what I'm saying, that our events are really high-end events. We make it very economical for you guys to get
economically.
In. For you guys to get in. VIP especially, you know, it's not expensive, especially that Steam is $190. Come on, guys. Grab five of your friends, split the tab, you're there the whole night. You're partying like a G on a food stamp card.
And mind you, when you go to Steam, you don't really have to pay parking if you park on the side of Steam, like right there,
mm-hmm.
where it is because the machine's broken.
You could Uber.
You can Uber, which a lot of people are doing, which I think we have codes. If we have anybody that has a code, they'll give it to us. We'll put it on our website so you guys can use it. And when you guys go to McCoy, which is right next to Space and Therapy, I think the parking is like, what, $6 for like 4 hours that we park when we do a meter? It's like $6.
Or you can pay the VIP a whole night for $20.
For $20. I mean, I still do the $6. Just tell the people there, oh, leave me alone. Let me in.
Oh, you mean the bums?
Yes. I didn't want to say bums. Whatever. So that's all I have right now. You can give your plugs and then I'll give mine and then we'll just go on our little merry way.
If you want to follow me for all the 411 scoop on what to do in Miami in the nightlife and in the daylife and in your nerdy side, you can follow me on VixenJ0601.
And what about Twitter?
You know, I want to change my Twitter.
Can't. We just ordered a bunch of cards. You got to wait.
I know, but I'm not Lawrence anymore.
Well, you got to wait.
Whatever. My Twitter is JLawrence17, LLORENS17.
You should have changed it when you changed your Instagram.
I know, right?
Basically, you can follow me at EO1Phase. That's EONPHAZE.
Hooked on phonics. Work for me.
It's both on Instagram and Twitter because that's how I roll. And of course,
we don't roll.
No. I don't roll like driving.
No, we don't roll.
Jesus Christ. And you can follow the network at EON_network. Very simple. On top of that, make sure to watch our video podcast tomorrow. It will be posted on www.elementsonight.com plus on our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to it. We want you to follow us. You follow us, we follow you, we follow everybody.
Oh, yeah, you delete me or follow, I just
Paul, I have applications that tell me when you unfollow me. Yes, yes, I have your names. All right? Which I want to still do that video. We have to do that video.
Of the unfollow?
What happens if somebody reports your image and you were actually aware who did it?
Yeah.
We'll have that also pretty much on our YouTube channel hopefully by next week. That's all I have for right now. That's all you have.
My Instagram friends, I hope to see you this weekend. And if you actually see me, come by, say hi. I'm a real cool person. Ask everybody that's met me. So, I'm going to be partying this Saturday with Jennifer. Remember we gave her a shout-out in your show?
Oh, yes.
She's actually going to be doing her trap dance with me, with Kennedy Jones.
On top of that, I will have a mix on Friday. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but yes, I will be live on Friday at 2 p.m., so if you want to get your party going and you want to start jamming.
Oh, we're not doing the brunch anymore?
I like the brunch, but the 2 p.m. was actually pretty good last week.
I like the brunch because, like, you kind of got me, like, hyped up before lunch. Like, I knew that once your mix was done, it's time for me to get food.
Well, this week I'm going to do 2 p.m. Next week we'll work on something. I'm doing it 11, 12 in the morning. I think 11 o'clock is actually your perfect time to do it.
I like it. I like the brunch mix.
So just check it out. Check everything out at www.elementsonight.com. We got news. We got funny stuff. We got my bunch of crazy stuff there. And that's about it.
Wait, just confirmed.
Just confirmed what?
The robots light up the night. My favorite robots from Scarlet. They want to be on the show.
There we go. So yes! Now we have a guest on our show.
My robots.
So we will have them on the show. We'll let you guys know when it'll be. That's pretty much it. Jesus Christ, we're just keep on telling people what we're going to do. What else do you want to tell them? Nothing?
Nothing. We're good. Shark Week.
Yep. Make sure to watch Mr. Robot. Make sure to watch Shark Week. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.